The following is an interview suggested for The Showman, an interview with three Australians, Norman Woollard, Les Patching and Frank Wilson, who are at present in London working on a musical comedy called Barossa, which is set in the wine valley, or the wine district in South Australia, the Barossa Valley District. Approximate duration is 5 minutes. Start recording 10 seconds from now. There's quite a story behind that pleasant little melody which is playing behind my voice. It's one of the many numbers which is included in a new musical play which is being written in London at the present time by three young Australians, Norman Woollard, Les Patching and Frank Wilson. Now here now to tell us a little bit more about this musical play is Norman Woollard, who actually wrote the story. What is the name of the play, Norman?
The name of the play is Barossa.
Why is it called Barossa?
Well, it's set in the Barossa Valley in South Australia, which produces about 60% of Australia's wine.
Well, what gave you the idea of setting the plot in the Barossa Valley?
Well, we were talking about our impressions of England here, and we found that although people didn't know very much about Australia, they had a great desire to.
Yes.
And because they were drinking Australian wines here, we thought it might be a good idea to show them what it was like at the back of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, Barossa is famous in Australia for its festival. Is the festival depicted in the play?
Yes, it's brought into the play dramatically, which is different from making it appear merely a pageant.
Yes, very important point, too. Can we say that the play is an accurate depiction of the Australian way of life?
Oh, yes, it's quite that. We've got lots of sunshine and plenty of pretty girls and all those sort of things.
In other words, that was one of your main ideas, to write a show that would really show the people over here what Australia is like.
Oh, definitely. That's what they're most interested in. They want to find that there's a place that is just like Australia.
Good. Well, now, perhaps to tell us a little bit about the musical side of the show, we could ask Les Patching up to our microphone. And Les is responsible for the composition of that little melody that's been playing in the background, and also for the other numbers too. Now, Les, how many musical numbers are there in the show altogether?
Well, we think up till now, Denzel, that there will be around about 15.
Any big spectacular production numbers amongst those?
Yes, Norman. Norman and Frank and I more or less talked it over, and we have the big stuff in that can really hold the first and second acts together. And even though there is a pageant in it, we have put the accent on realism.
Yes. And apart from those big numbers, I suppose you also have the little ones that,
yes, naturally, Denzel. We must always write with that in mind for the entertainment of the people that do come along. And we have quite a number of nice little point numbers with rhythm in them that I'm sure Billy Smith will be able to thoroughly enjoy.
Now, when you get the idea of a new number for the show, I suppose there's quite a lot of contention sometimes about whether it clicks or whether it doesn't, whether you'll include it or not. Do you have a great deal of discussion over these matters?
Oh, well, we must, Denzel, because in the new musical play as it is now, the music and lyrics are not just put in because the melody is pretty. It becomes a part of the story, and each number represents the characteristics of the person singing it, and in that way we think that the songs become more alive, more part of the plot, and altogether add more to the atmosphere.
In other words, they really live.
Definitely.
Well, perhaps now to tell us a little bit more about that aspect of the songs, we could ask the gentleman who's responsible for the lyrics, and that is...
You call me a gentleman. Oh, is that lovely.
That's Frank Wilson, who is by my side now. Well, Frank, what is the general theme of the lyrics in this show?
Well, firstly, as Les and Norman both pointed out, the lyrics must depict the character of the person who sings them. They must fit, but at the same time, they must be entertaining. In other words, if the character... Well, actually, there's no comedy part in this, no. Although there is some funny little situations and occasionally a funny line. And, of course, if we can bang in a little funny line that fits into a lyric, it gives it that extra little plug. There's nothing, of course, risque in it.
No, no. Now, when you set about writing a lyric for a particular section of the play, I presume it entails quite a terrific amount of study of the, shall I say, the events leading up to that.
Oh, brother, I go through more aspirins here trying to think up new ideas for songs. Have you got any idea how many songs have ever been written for shows, for radio? You've got to try and think of something new, a new approach to an old theme. I mean, someone said there were only 7 themes you could write about. Well, that goes for the same about songs. I mean, you've got to look for a new twist, a new angle. In other words, originality is the whole gist of writing a show, music, or lyrics.
Now, do you hope that the show will very shortly be presented somewhere on some particular stage? I don't want you to give away any professional or secrets.
I can't give you any exact facts, but I say pretty safely say that it will be seen here in London, in the West End, of course, before the coronation.
Well, that is certainly very gratifying news, I'm sure, for all of you.
Yes.
Now, talking about the lyrics and about the songs of the show generally, what is the title of this one that Les is playing for us now?
Well, Denzel, that is a tune called You Can Tell. You can tell when it happens. It's actually the main love song between the hero and the heroine in the show. And the boy is sitting there on the porch, this beautiful Australian sky above and that beautiful moon coming down. You sort of got the picture?
I certainly have, yes.
Well, he sings to her, you can tell when it happens. You're on a crowded city street, perhaps that's where you'll chance to meet. Or maybe you'll be in the country somewhere, or maybe you'll be down by the seaside. But no matter where you are, no matter how you are, you can tell when it happens. And, of course, that's going to be our theme with this show, too. We can tell, and we certainly are going to tell, the people in this side of the world all about our home, Australia.